Dalton, Illinois. I only want to spend 10 minutes on this subject in particular. All right. Dalton, Illinois. Up next, we got Lil Woody becoming a hostile witness. Dalton, Illinois. Lots happening. I try not to speak too much life into having a whole lot of conversations, but when I see stuff pop up in my email and you guys send it to me, I got to address it. So yesterday, the question then became, where is Tiffany Henyard? Because reporters were saying that they had questions and they couldn't find her. Did she disappear after Lori Lightfoot dropped that bombshell of a report of the limited amount of information that she was able to gather? Did she run out of the country? I seen people on Instagram and TikTok and they were sending me videos and I was like, oh man, Tiffany Henyard fled. Now, I did a review video yesterday and I said, I don't believe that that happened at all. Thank you for the super chats. I'm going to read that shortly. I said, I don't believe that she fled at all. I believe that she's right here in the good old US of A. Think about it for a minute, right? Why would she run? Because she truly believes that she's not doing anything wrong. Tiffany Henyard believes in her heart, in the core of who she is, that she is not doing anything wrong. She believes it in her heart. She believes it in her core. She believes it with everything that she got going on in her life. She does not believe even a little bit that she is doing anything wrong. All right. But before we get to Tiffany Henyard and we start to knock that down, first we got to get into the deputy police chief because he's now been arrested and charged with bankruptcy fraud. Check it out.
Starting off with breaking news here at 6, the acting police chief of Dalton now facing federal charges. A grand jury indicted him on bankruptcy fraud charges today.
He's a close ally of Dalton's embattled Mayor Tiffany Henyard and the second of her top aides to face a federal indictment. WGN's Jenna Barnes is live for us in Dalton this evening with the latest. Jenna.
Ben and Micah, Deputy Chief Lewis Lacey indicted on bankruptcy fraud charges. He's accused of concealing his income from creditors, filing misleading statements as they sought to recoup nearly $90,000 in unpaid debts, this all dating back to 2015. He's also charged with making false statements and perjury. Lacey is a close ally of Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard, the second one to be indicted on bankruptcy fraud. Henyard ally Keith Freeman faces the same charge, and we're told he is now cooperating with the trustees who were investigating Henyard, and some believe him to be a whistleblower. I spoke this afternoon with Lacey's attorney. He called today's charges a witch hunt designed to get another Henyard ally to turn on her in this ongoing investigation into her spending.
That's exactly what the U.S. attorney does every single time. They start with people that they believe that they can flip. They go down the line, they show up at 6 o'clock in the morning when a person is not lawyered up, when a person is just waking up, and they're telling you, oh, I'm here to just to talk to you and be nice to you and don't worry about it. And you're not under arrest. And then we're going to leave and we're not going to arrest you today. But here are some questions that we have for you. So immediately a person puts his foot in the mouth and from there, they're you know, the fish is caught.
Is that what they did with Lacey?
To a certain degree, yes.
Lacey's employment status here in Dalton, a bit cloudy right now. Last week, the trustees placed him on paid administrative leave. He told me he was
Look, let me show y'all something. I want to show y'all why we don't censor people because I want y'all to expose yourself, okay? Andrea Lovely, this is the mindset of our culture, y'all. Says, Anton, why you, literally they spelled it Y-U, not Y-O-U, shaking your head. White folks do this all the time. Stop capping, bro. Do y'all be reading what y'all type before y'all type it? Or do y'all just like go with it? Run on sentences, craziness, stop capping, bro. What am I capping about? What am I capping about? I haven't even given my opinion on the subject at all, but y'all so busy trying to run in the race victim Olympics that you're not even objective enough to hear what I'm going to say before I say it. What am I capping about? I haven't even given an opinion yet. We're still reviewing the video, and I'm letting it play 100% through before I can have a conversation. That's number one. Number two, just because you a follower-ass motherfucker? So just because somebody else do something illegal, now you got to do it. You want to participate, hoping that you don't get caught. Let me tell you the type of person that I am, all right? I understood very early in life because I had some questions about some things. And when I was younger, I realized that other people was doing stuff that I was not going to get away with. Eventually, they got caught and they got some severe penalties that was levied on them. But I was very thankful in that I got taught the lesson early, which is one of the reasons I say we have to fail in controlled environments and why you need fathers and mothers in your life. I learned very early in life that I can't do what everybody else does because I'm going to get caught. I'm not good at it. I'm a bad criminal. So guess what I decided to do? Not try to figure out how I can be better or try to blame and say, but they got away with it. I said, you know what? Criminal activity just ain't for me. You know why I decided not to sell drugs in my life, even though I was born in Detroit, Michigan, in the 80s in the middle of a drug crisis? You know why I decided not to sell drugs in my life? I decided not to sell drugs because I realized I would be a bad drug dealer. I was raised in the church. First, I started doing the math and I said, wait a minute, everybody that had never sold drugs and all got arrested. And these dudes is out here standing in the cold and they're not even comfortable. And they make a minimum wage, and a raid van can pull up on them at any time, and the ops can pull up on them at any time. But the real like aha moment was when I seen somebody that I knew get killed. And this is with me when I was in high school, and I seen somebody that I knew got killed, right? And I wasn't close to him, but we knew him because you know who was who in the side of the hood. And I remember his name was Claude, and he was fresh. And Claude was driving back then. He had a 96 Impala, the 96 Impala that I got right now, he had it back then. And Claude was fresh. Claude was fresh to death every single day, right? And Claude was like a really nice guy. He wasn't like no thug in the streets or anything like that. Claude was a really, really nice guy.
Hello.
Yo, what up, Dre?
What up?
I'm on a live stream. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
This is my brother, Andre. He 7 years older than me. Do you remember Claude?
Claude. Yes, Shay. Right?
From the hood, yeah.
Oh, Claude. Light-skinned Claude. Yeah.
What happened to Claude?
He got shot. I mean, he got killed. So it was a fight at Cherry Line, and I wasn't there, so I can only tell you what the streets are saying. But when, you know, whoever there was fighting came back and, you know, and just shot whoever they seen first. Yeah.
I remember Claude by his car.
Impala.
Yeah, he had the 96 Impala.
Yeah.
And he was a cool dude. He was like a nice guy.
Yeah. I mean, he was real cool. Everybody liked Claude. That's my guy. Well, that was my guy. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
He was at the wrong spot at the wrong time.
Yeah. I mean, he was involved, but
yeah,
he just so happened to stick around when by the time the people came back. So.
All right. I appreciate you.
All right, no problem.
All right, bye. The things that you've seen in the hood leaves a lasting impression on you. And Claude, even though he was in the streets, he wasn't like one of those type of dudes that was getting caught up. Light-skinned Claude, he was chill. He had a 96 Impala. I was in high school. It was like he was fresh. He always was rocking out. He had polo on every day. He was hustling. He was in the streets and he was moving at work. But he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And so early in life, I realized I can't be like everybody else because bad things happen to good people when you're in the streets. I can't participate in the same way that everybody else participate. And I'm thankful for it because it made me a better person and it forced me to think differently than my environment and my circumstance, which then allowed for me to be way more successful. And that's why I am where I am today in every aspect of life. You know, I realize in a drug game, somebody gonna have to get hurt, right? I'm gonna have to do something to somebody in order to make examples from them so they don't run off on a plug. That's what comes along with being, if you don't wanna be in that environment, which I didn't wanna participate in that environment, I didn't wanna have to go and try to do something or have to look over my back and, you know what I'm saying, all of this. I didn't wanna have to deal with that. I didn't wanna have to make an example. I didn't wanna have to come back for people. I didn't wanna be in the wrong place at the wrong time. I wanna be able to walk down the street, hold hands with my girl, have a conversation with my child, hopefully grow super old to be at the barbecue pit telling stories about how it is that I used to be the man in the streets, embellishing what it is that I did in high school. That's what I want to grow up to be. And so it's not about, I need people, especially in a culture, I need people to think. It's not about trying to validate bad behavior by comparing yourself with somebody else that did it too or got away with it. It's about not putting yourself in this position in the first place. When it comes to this guy right here, when it comes to the police chief that ultimately is getting indicted for the bank fraud, guess what? Because he was associated with somebody else, similarly to what happened to Claude, because he was associated with somebody else, he is now one of the people that is catching the bad end of the stick. He should have never did bank fraud in the first place or bankruptcy fraud in the first place, but because he did and he was associated with somebody that is also a piece of trash, now he's catching the L as a result of it. Everybody and everything that's around this woman is crumbling. Everything, everybody and everyone around this woman is absolutely crumbling. If you have something negative in your backyard, if you got something going on in your life, because she decided that she wanted to be the people's mayor and the social media people's mayor, guess what? You better be on the up and up because they are coming for you before they get to her. She like Lil Woody. We gonna go over Lil Woody in a minute. Matter of fact, let's go over to the people's mayor because apparently when we thought that she was in the house or that she had fled, this is her on Facebook, she was outside. This is what she was doing. This is her thoughts.
All right, come on in, residents, come on in. Mayor and the people supervisor. Today is our back to school event here in the village of Dalton for Thornton Township. So Thornton Township residents, if you're watching this, pull up. Everything's free.
Did I mess that up? Did I mess up that audio?
And turn around. Ton of activities. So they're coming and they're going to do go-kart riding right now, as you can see. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm glad you love it. Hey.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yep. Oh, hey, y'all. Yep. No, you're good. You're good. Thanks.
I'm calling your mom. She knows.
Hey, y'all. Cuties. Do what you do. Do what you do. That your kid can do. For the baby. Y'all talk all that mess. Nobody heard of this. Hey, keep it going. Down they get wet. So, again, it's going on here in the village of Dalton. Remember, I told you, they know to this. I'm true to this. Yeah, keep it going. Because at the end of the day, y'all looking for me? Y'all looking for me? I told y'all I'm outside. Oh, I stay outside. Y'all talk all that mess. Nobody, I'm always outside. So look, right here, we got the finish line, the start, the finish line. You see, they got their book bags. You see them? Hey, y'all. Good, how y'all doing? See, book bags, and they starting. Yup, race. I'm going over here where the food at. All right, now I'm going over here where the food at because I told you everything free. When you come to any of Tiffany Henry's productions, it's free. You don't need anything.
How did it become how did everything become about her? I honest to God think that this is the most delusional, narcissistic woman that I've ever heard in my entire life. She is so delusional that she honestly believes that she is on the up and up. Nobody is ever going to be able to touch her. Everything around her is crumbling. And she's sitting here saying, I ain't going nowhere. They new to this. I'm true to this. The city is in a deficit. It was in a surplus when you got it. The people are suffering. And she thinks she can gaslight the people by saying, I'm giving away, not as though it's coming out of her money. I'm giving away backpacks and I'm outside and I, you know, pull up and all of this. I'm new to this. They ain't true to this. No accountability for what it is that you've done, how you spent the money, no explanations, no receipts, no nothing. But she genuinely believes that she's the, like, she's really real in these streets. Listen to her talk.
Two Live Crew, hot dogs, burgers, nachos, you name it. They got popcorn. And then you, you want, come on. $149 Greenwood. Dalton. This is what we do. And they get their book bags over here, I'm turning around. Thank you. Anyway, never ever give up. You're gonna always have people that's against you. You're gonna always have people hating on you. You're gonna always have people that got something to say, but ain't willing to stand in the fire. So all I can tell my people is, hey, stand 10 toes down, stay boots to the ground, because this too shall pass. At the end of the day, God got me on the assignment. I'm going to complete that assignment. And right now, I got to fight. I'm in a fight. So anybody want to come and help me fight these demons and these evil spirits, please, please inbox me. Because that's what it is right now. And you will see me smell like roses on the other side of it all. So at the end of the day, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So let me show you what's in this.
This lady is crazy. She is Lil Wayne Jr. is insane. I've largely neglected even talking about this woman for a long time, but honest to God, like, this is insane. And now, and listen, this is what they do. This is what people do that don't have no other excuse or no other explanation as to what's going on. You know what they do? They blame it on the devil. They blame it on the devil. They genuinely blame it on the devil. And they say, God told me to do this. God is trying to tell you something. It's everybody else's fault. It's the devil that's going on here. God got me on this assignment, even though I'm getting paid from the county, from the township, and I'm getting paid from the city itself, and I'm running up the numbers, and I'm taking these first class trips, and I'm ordering $40,000+ from Amazon, and I'm ordering stuff from Wayfair. It's all about God. It's all, listen, God told me to do this. It is what it is. So Tiffany Henyard, I just wanted to give y'all an update. Tiffany Henyard is not gone. She has not disappeared. She's very much still in the community participating. And she said that she has not run overseas and that everybody else is out here crazy and they lost their mind. All right. So that's what's happening over in Thornton Township.